This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins is now Colorado's third largest wildfire in recorded history. Winds picked up yesterday, which led to more structures being damaged and destroyed. Larimer County Sheriff's spokesman Jared Kramer says it's too soon to know the full extent of the destruction.
The damage assessment teams are still doing their work. We won't be making an update until after we've contacted everybody who suffered a loss.
The fire is now 21% contained. Firefighters plan to take advantage of the cooler temperatures and decreased winds today. Senator Michael Bennett has introduced legislation he says will help slow the speed of COVID-19 at ICE detention facilities. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Under the bill, Immigration and Customs Enforcement would not be able to transfer detainees between its facilities or prisons during the pandemic unless under unique circumstances, such as medically recommended transfers. The bill would also trigger the release of some detainees if the recommended physical distancing guidelines inside ICE facilities are not possible. Bennett says he's concerned about the challenges the coronavirus has placed on detention facilities across the country, especially those that violated standards before the pandemic. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Yesterday's cooler weather is still hanging around the Front Range. It's 59 in Denver and Colorado Springs, 66 in Pueblo, 70 in Grand Junction, 57 in Vail. This is CPR News.